Now remember, Hebrews chapter 11 is a list of people, a list of names, people that lived a long time ago, and some of them are depicted here on this banner on my right. And in Hebrews chapter 11, we read about Noah, we read about Abel, Abraham, Sarah, and so forth. And there in the Bible, notice Hebrews 11, verse 39 and 40. Have a look at how the chapter closes. Because remember, God gives us the example of these heroes of the faith for a reason, to encourage us. Let's look at the last two verses in Hebrews 11. Verse 39 says, "And these all having obtained," what are the next words? "A good report through faith, received not the promise, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should not be made perfect." This morning, I'd like to focus on those two words, a good report. And we are going to start a new series entitled, "With Christ in the School of Faith." Do you realize the moment that you receive Jesus Christ as your Savior, God put you back into school? Now, you may not like that idea. I remember finishing year 12 and I was thankful I didn't have to go back. I was thankful that school was over, and then I went to uni and had to learn some more. But when we become Christians, God puts us in His school. And we can call it this morning the school of faith. A lifetime of God changing us from the inside out. You see, when we receive Christ as our Savior and repent of our sins and ask Him to save us once and for all, the Bible says we are cleansed from all iniquity. We are clean through the blood of Jesus Christ. He washes our sins away, past, present, and future, not because of anything we've done, because of His payment for us applied to our very soul at that moment of salvation. But you see, life continues. And God expects us not just to be saved, but to change. He wants to change us. And that's where school begins. How many of you realize that after salvation, that's not the end of God's work in our life? No, our sins are forgiven. That's dealt with at the cross. But God wants to change us. He wants to help us to grow and become more like the Lord Jesus Christ. And so one thing the Lord has given us in Hebrews chapter 11 is a unique chapter unlike any other chapter in the Bible. The 16 men and women and others that God lists in there are people who live by faith. God gives us the examples of their lives so we can learn something from them, so we can be encouraged by them. How many of you remember at school having a hall of fame where different graduates were put up on the wall? Maybe you did have that in your school, maybe you didn't. How many of you had like a hall where graduates who accomplished something were put up on display? I remember at our high school, they had a hall of recognition. It was just there at the entrance, and there were pictures and there were testimonies of different high school students that went on to do some great things. Some of them were awarded and did great things in the academic field, in medicine. Some of them went on to be involved in charity work and social work, and they were put up on the wall. Some in politics, some in sports. And the reason why they did that, perhaps in your school and mine, is to encourage the students to, when they leave, to do something with their lives. And to do that in preparation during their school time. To do something great with their lives. To encourage them. To inspire them. Now, likewise, God has given us a hero's hall of faith here in Hebrews chapter 11. He's given us a list of names and description of what these people did in order to inspire us to live for God. And that's what Hebrews 11 is all about. But Hebrews chapter 12 teaches us how to live by faith. How we can go through God's school of faith likewise, graduating with a good report. See, the Bible says without faith, it is impossible to please Him. We need to remember that. Without faith, it is impossible to please Him. So this term, let me encourage you to come and join us as we walk with Christ in the school of faith. Now, the school of faith is life as a Christian. But in this Sunday school series, we're going to learn how we can grow in faith and graduate the school of faith with honors. Amen. And we can graduate with a good report. Now, this morning's lesson is entitled Obtaining a Good Report. Obtaining a Good Report. There are no blanks yet. Don't worry. I'll let you know when they come. Now, how many of you remember, some of you younger people here this morning might not, because everything's done electronically these days, but how many of you are like me? You're a little bit old, and you remember the school report arriving in the mailbox at the end of the year or at the end of the semester. And how many of you were like me and you wanted to be the first one to get to that mailbox? And even though you knew that mum and dad would find it sooner or later, and they'd probably wrestle it off you, or they probably would beat you to the letterbox, you were looking for the postman to come. And how many of you are like me that you remember that some years, in your heart you knew that the report wasn't going to be that good? That's why you wanted to get there first, right? That's why I wanted to get there first. But do you remember those years when you put in some effort and you knew that hopefully the report won't be too bad? And that's why sometimes we let mum and dad go and get it. And you know, at school, at the end of each semester or at the end of each year, students are given a report. But do you realize that as Christians, at the end of our lives, God will assess what we've done with our lives? God will give us a report. And it's either going to go one way, just like school. Either it will be a good report or it will be a bad report. Notice what the Bible says in Hebrews chapter 11. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 39. And these all, having obtained what? A good report. So God gives us a list of these examples of faith, and God says that they all received a good report. Now, let's be honest, none of us want to receive a bad report at the end of our lives. God wants us to give us a good report. He wants us to grow as believers. He wants us to graduate the school of faith with honors. But in order to do that, we need to live by faith. We need to live by faith. You know, when I die and breathe my last breath, I want to, I desire to hear the Lord say, "Well done, thou good and faithful servant." Isn't that what we want to hear as Christians? But remember also, the Lord teaches us in the parables that there is also another response He can give, which is, "Thou wicked and slothful servant." Now, this has nothing to do with our salvation. If we have Jesus Christ as our Savior, we know we're going to heaven. But what are we doing with our lives? What kind of report would you and I receive right now if we died this split second? You know, this could be the last day of our lives. And sometimes we forget there's a report card waiting. There's a report card waiting. So there in your notes in Roman numeral number 1, God's report card. That's your first blank. The word report. God's report card. If you miss any blanks, they're at the back page on the bottom. But you know, this truth ought to motivate us to live the Christian life. Let's be honest, so often we're lazy, we are slothful, we let sin go in our lives as it just often does. We let our lives go and we forget, hey, there's a report card coming at the end. You know, that's why there's one at the end of school to motivate us as students. Hey, your actions and your efforts will have a consequence. Likewise, in the Christian life, the way we live has a consequence. At the end of our lives, we'll stand before the Lord and we will receive, if you will, an evaluation, a spiritual report card. And I trust this morning you're like me and you would say, hey, I don't want to receive a bad report. I don't want to stand before the Lord ashamed. One day we'll give an account for our lives. And God wants us to use the opportunities and talents we have for His glory. For His glory. Look, at school, when that report card came, we knew what was coming, didn't we? Let's be honest. When that report card was coming, we knew what was coming. Because we knew what had happened throughout that year. Likewise, as Christians, we don't need to wait till we get to heaven to find out what will be on our report card. We know how we're living right now, don't we? The Apostle Paul said, I've finished my course. I've fought a good fight. He knew before he died what the result of his life would be because he was living a life of faith. If you and I are living a life of faith, we can be excited when we get to heaven rather than be ashamed when we get to heaven. It's a challenging thought, but a helpful one. We need to know that there will be a report of the Lord. How can we obtain a good report? Well, there in your notes, let's find out how. Roman numeral number 2, obtaining a good report. Obtaining a good report. The blank is the word good. I'm sorry, it says Roman numeral number 1 again. Apologies, it should say number 2. Notice with me verse 39. The verses are in your notes. What does the Bible say? And these all... Now, who is God talking about? These all. Hebrews chapter 11. All the people that are listed in that chapter, Noah, well, this depicts Noah. You know, this isn't really Noah, but Noah, Rahab, David, there's Sarah with the baby, Moses, Joseph, Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, Gideon, and the unnamed heroes of the faith at the end of the chapter. They're all listed in that chapter. Now, these were real people. That's why we put faces on the banner. Not their real faces, but just to remind us, these were real people like you and I. They weren't superheroes. They weren't any different than you and I. But they lived by faith. They faced trials. They faced suffering. They faced a persecution. But the Bible says, notice verse 39, and these all of them, every single one, obtained a good report. Now, we need to be careful this morning as we start this lesson. Because maybe some of you are sitting here this morning with your arms crossed in your heart and you're saying, well, Pastor, how can I possibly match up to someone like Noah or Moses? Maybe you're like the student in class and maybe you were like that in class and you thought to yourself, well, I'm no good at school, so why even try? Now, sometimes I was like that in school. I couldn't get through the lesson. I didn't think I could pass, so I gave up altogether. You know, often that's what we do in the Christian life. Maybe you're here this morning and you'd say, Pastor, you don't know my circumstances. You don't know the sins in my life. Pastor, you don't know my past. No, I don't. But can I encourage you? I do know something about these lives in Hebrews chapter 11. Can I remind you, brethren, this morning that those people that lived in Hebrews chapter 11 described to us were not sinless. Amen? Amen. They were not perfect. They were sinners like you and I. They gave in to the weakness of their flesh. They gave in to temptation at times. They fell. The Bible tells us that Abraham fathered a child by his maid Hagar. Abraham also lied. The Bible tells us that Moses committed the act of murder. He also had a problem with his anger. I won't ask for hands up, but how many of us men have a problem with our anger? Moses had an anger problem. The Bible tells us that David committed adultery with Bathsheba, and then he murdered her husband in order to get rid of the evidence of his sin. But the Bible tells us, hang on a second, that these all obtained a good report. Is that correct? Now that's an encouragement for you and I. You see, those described to us in Hebrews chapter 11 were not perfect. But there is one thing they did do. They didn't give up. Amen? They didn't give in. When they sinned and they fell, they did not call it quits. They continued by God's grace to live by faith. Let me encourage you. It doesn't matter what has happened in your past. As long as you have Jesus Christ as your Savior, my friend, you can live by faith and obtain a good report. Isn't that encouraging? Don't be discouraged by the hero's hall of faith. God gives us a picture of their lives for a reason. They were sinners just like you and I. But they lived by faith. And when they entered heaven, and each one of them is in heaven right now, God said, well done. And they were given a good report. Do you desire to have a good report at the end of your life? I hope you do. Now, the good news is we're still breathing. Is that correct? Okay. I hope so. You're still breathing. That means you're still alive. That means life has not ended. You can end well. You can end in faith. You can obtain a good report. So it is possible. God will give us a report. We can all obtain a good report. Now, what does the Bible say? How can that be achieved? Roman numeral number 3 on the other side of the page. God wants us to graduate with, what's the next word? Faith. Faith. How do we obtain a good report? How do we graduate from the school of life? With faith. Verse 39. And these, having obtained a good report through, what's the next word? Faith. Now please, brethren, listen carefully. God's school of faith is different from high school. High school is different from God's school of faith. You see, we don't move forward in our Christian lives by putting in more effort, by working harder. See, so often as Christians, we are mistaken. We try and live the way we did in the past. We say, all right, I'm just going to try harder and put in more effort and try and change my life, when it is only God that can change our lives. And it is only through faith that He can do that. You see, faith is bold and courageous obedience to the Word of God. That's what faith is. And so often you and I say, all right, it's 2016, I'm going to turn over a new leaf, I'm going to try harder, but we end up in the same hole as we did last year. Why? Because our faith hasn't changed. We're putting our faith in ourselves, in our own power, in our own strength, in our own motivation that fizzles out in half a month. At the end of the day, the Bible tells us, how did they obtain a good report? Through faith. Through faith. Now, this is vital. This is vital in the Christian life. This is important that we understand. When we do what God says through faith, God gives us His stamp of approval. Got nothing to do with going to heaven. If we're saved, we're going to heaven. But as a Christian, when we obey the Lord and we do what He wants to by faith, God gives us His stamp of approval. Amen? By faith, by trusting in the Lord. Now we see this example in the life of Abel. Notice Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 4. Hebrews chapter 11 verse 4. Earlier on in the chapter, the Bible says, by faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Notice, by faith Abel offered unto God a sacrifice. Why was God pleased with Abel? Why was God pleased with Abel's sacrifice? Why? Because he gave it by faith. The Bible says he obtained witness. Those words are the same as good report. Abel was given a good report because he was a man of faith. He was a man of faith. The Bible says that Abel believed God's word. And then he acted upon God's word. And it's that simple. See, the Christian life is much more simple than we think it to be. We believe God's word, and then we act upon God's word. The problem is, so often we get saved, but we refuse to believe God's word in the areas of the rest of our lives. Like in our finances. I mentioned it 2 weeks ago. We trust God with our eternal soul for salvation, but then we tremble and fear how we can trust God with the money in our bank account. Isn't that true? And we live by fear as we see the money going down and we think, oh no, maybe I'm going to be out on the street. Maybe God isn't going to help me. Maybe we're going to become beggars if we put the Lord first, and if we give to the Lord, and if we give to missions, and if we give our tithes and honor the Lord, maybe we'll have nothing left. And we live by fear. We were saved by faith, but we're not willing to trust the Lord with our bank account, with our children's upbringing, and what God says about how we should raise our children. So often we fear, oh well, the world says, you know, if I discipline my child, they'll grow up to hate me. That's what the world says. If you're firm with your child, they're going to rebel against you. And God says, no, if you discipline your child, they'll grow up to understand that there's a consequence to sin. And they'll grow up to understand that they need a Savior to be saved. They'll understand that when you break a law, there's a consequence. Why is our world in absolute anarchy? Because a generation has risen up that knows not the Lord and does not think there's any consequence to breaking the law. Now, that's not the kind of children we want to raise, do we? But in order to raise children that will grow up as mature, wise, believing children, we need to trust the Lord's ways, that His ways are right. Even if a baby center online, and I've read some of their advice, even if they contradict the word of God, who are you going to believe? You see, that's the life of faith. Bold obedience to the word of God, expecting God to fulfill His word. Parents, we need to live by faith in our homes. We need to trust that the more we tell them about the Lord Jesus Christ, the more it'll sink in. Even if we see them rebelling, and even if we see them disobeying in the home, and our children do disobey, we trust by faith that the Word of God is sinking into their hearts. Amen? That's just one area. But the only way that you and I can obtain a good report as a Christian is living by faith. It's the only way you and I can please God. It's the only way you and I can receive a good report. Here's another thought. Why is it that you and I don't live by faith? Because we want to live by sight. We want to see it happen first before we say yes to God. Isn't that right? Sometimes God says, all right, I want you to do this. And we say, well, Lord, I want to see what happens first before I say yes. That's not living by faith. Living by faith is God saying something He wants us to do, whether it's in our daily quiet times with the Lord, reading our Bibles, or in church when God says, challenges us about an area of our lives, or when we hear a message perhaps we're listening to and God says, you know, this is what I want you to do, this is how I want you to live. We need to simply say, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Now, none of us are perfect. These ones were not perfect either. But they lived by faith, by obeying the Lord. And it's that simple. Now, most of us would prefer to try harder in 2016. Isn't that true? It's a new year, I'm going to try harder. That's not what we need to do. What we need to do is to simply believe the Lord the same way we were saved, to put our full confidence and trust not only in salvation, that's taken care of, but in the areas of our everyday life. In every area of our lives, God wants us to live by faith. That's how we receive a good report. That's how we trust in Him. We walk by faith and not by sight. Let me encourage you to graduate the school of life by faith. So often we live each year by sight. We panic, we fear, we worry, we break down, and we dig ourselves into a deeper hole than before. And what is God saying this morning to us as Christians? Come back. Come back where you left off. Come back to that point of salvation when you were saved. Now that's how I want you to live. Simply trusting in Me for everything else. Simply trusting in My Word for everything else in life. Simply allowing Me to guide you in My Word. That's what faith is. Lastly, passing the course. There in your notes. Passing the course. The Bible says, and these all, having obtained a good report through faith, received not the promise. Notice this, God having provided some better thing for us, that they without us should be made perfect. Now, what does that mean? Notice lastly, as we close, God has given us something much greater and much more than these in Hebrews chapter 11 had. You know, those in Hebrews chapter 11 had not seen the Lord Jesus Christ come, born of a virgin, die on the cross, rise again from the dead. The Lord Jesus Christ was yet to come in the future. As Christians today, we look back to the cross and we know that Christ's life and His resurrection is a historical event. We still believe in His payment for our sins by faith, but we know it has happened. For these believers, they were looking forward to the promise of the Messiah. They didn't have the promise. We do. They couldn't look back and see Christ's payment for their sins. They had to look forward. They did not have a complete Bible in their hands. They did not have the written Word of God. Do you understand this morning? We have something much more than they did. We have the Word of God right here in our hands. The complete revelation of Almighty God from Genesis to Revelation is in our very hands. Noah did not have that. Not at all. He was only told by God what he needed to know, and he acted upon that by faith. By the way, Hebrews chapter 11, what do we have much more than they did? We have examples to follow. We have a hall of fame to follow. We can look at Noah's life and realize, hey, Noah wasn't perfect, but he simply believed God. Who did Noah have to look up to in his life as a believer? Maybe Abel? Maybe Enoch? I think that's two. Two, who do we have? We have an entire chapter in Hebrews 11. We have an entire church history of born-again believers and the lives they've lived for God in modern church times. We have heroes of the faith today that are stepping out by faith, young people. They're around us. Amen? We have so much more than they did. You know what God's saying to us this morning? If anyone can live by faith, it's you and I today. What an encouragement. If anyone in all history can live by faith, it's me. It's you. God hath provided some better thing for us. Let me encourage you with that. Let me challenge you with that. We need to live by faith. Now, this is just an introduction to our study this term. But let me encourage you. Hebrews chapter 12 speaks about trials, testings, and the times that God works in our lives to bring us low. Maybe you're in a low place this morning. Maybe you don't understand what God is doing in your life. And you might say, Pastor, I'm just in a hole and I can't even possibly begin to think how I can live by faith. You know, God is at work in our lives to lift us up out of that place. And it's not by putting in more effort that that can happen. By simply coming back to the Lord and saying, Lord, help me to follow your word, to live as you please, to not only believe in you in my heart for salvation, but believe in you and your word for the rest of my Christian life. Now, we can't do it ourselves. We need God to come alongside, don't we? And to help us to live by faith. That's what this series is all about. Let me encourage you to come to this course of study this term. Now, if you miss school this during this series, it's just like school. You know, you'll miss out. And please let me encourage you to continue to come, and we're going to enjoy learning about the school of faith that God has put us in. Amen? That's just an introduction. I hope it's whet your appetite. How many of you this morning want to graduate with honors and receive a good report at the end of your life? I hope that's you. It's coming. The report's coming. We can't change that. It's coming. But how will our Christian lives end? Let me encourage you to be motivated by that. Let me look forward to seeing you next Sunday for our adult Sunday school class.